You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Could you leave the life you know for the chance of getting the life you actually want? That is the central question behind an adaptation of Shakespeare's classic play, As You Like It. The original comedy from roughly 400 years ago centers on Rosalind, who, after being banished from the court, flees with her cousin Celia and disguises herself as a young man exploring themes of love and identity. Fast forward to today in Sacramento, this brand new interpretation is the brainchild of Atim Udufia, a Sacramento-based actress and director. Atim is here today along with the play's director, Chloe Bronson. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Thank you. So great to be here.
So Atim, I want to start with you. Before we dive into this whole project, you wore many hats for this adaptation.
That's true.
I'd love to learn more about you and your background in the arts here in Sacramento.
Yeah, I have been in the Sacramento area since about 2012, and I had moved up from Los Angeles, where I was previously, and since I kind of hit the ground running, I did a little bit of community theater here, and then got cast in my first professional show with Capital Stage, and I've worked there a few times, and also at Sacramento Theater Company, and some work in the Bay Area as well. And then a few years ago, I took on directing as another hat that I wear, which I also really enjoy. So producing is and adapting, this is my first time wearing those hats as well. So it's been quite a ride.
I can imagine. What drew you to As You Like It?
You know, I read this play a couple of years ago, and I was really immediately drawn to the character of Rosalind. And I really saw myself in the kind of journey that she was on, and also, the adventures having to do with love and friendship and taking those risks and establishing yourself, taking charge of your narrative. And so I really just felt so connected to that, as well as the other themes in the play, and it just went from there. I couldn't let it go, actually. I was like, I'm gonna produce something. And I read so many other plays and thought about different things, and I just kept circling back to that one. So I finally decided to go for it.
It's kind of like keeps knocking at your door.
I mean, just wouldn't stop knocking.
Chloe, I'd love to learn more about you as a director.
Well, I was a director for a while in the Bay Area. I did a lot of theater there for about 20 years. I started out as an actor, got my Equity card, and then discovered I loved directing much more. It felt like a better fit for me. So I did that for a long time and moved back to Sacramento. I spent a lot of my childhood years elementary school years in Sacramento. So moved back to Sacramento in 2020 after the pandemic. My career in theater had changed a lot because of the pandemic. So now I'm actually a funeral director by day. So it's really, really a treat. I love that job too, but it's really a treat to get to dabble again in theater projects with people I love working with, and a project I'm really excited about.
I think both being a play director and a funeral director probably is just a great start for conversations when getting to know someone. Tell us a little about yourself.
It's a good, good party conversation starter for sure.
Absolutely. What drew you to this piece initially?
Well, you know, I've actually directed it a couple times. I've been in it a couple times. Mm-hmm. It's a play it's my first Shakespeare play I was in high school, a really long time ago. So it's something that's been with me a very long time. And I was excited. Atim and I have worked together on we've crossed paths several times, but there's a theater project we did a couple of years ago that we had a great time working on. Mm-hmm. And we love collaborating, and Atim came to me with the idea of adapting the script and paring it down to 11 actors. Mm-hmm. So many actors play two or three roles. And the idea of her being Rosalind, I thought, oh my God, yes, that's so cool. So it was a no-brainer.
Atim, what happens in your adaptation? If people are going to be taking this in, they've read or they've watched this play before, what are they in for with this adaptation?
With this adaptation, it's really very much following the journey of Rosalind. So Rosalind is our protagonist, and it's the entire production, as well as like recasting some of the roles that are traditionally played by men, for example, Duke Senior, mm-hmm. as it makes it so that the whole production is very female forward. And so that was really important. And then, and also, yeah, the paring down of the parts to give the opportunity to have like a fresh take and looking at things with a new perspective. And I think, frankly, with me playing the role of Rosalind, this is a show that is, as with a lot of Shakespeare's plays, with the comedies especially, that are typically the characters that are considered the lovers are played by folks in their 20s, you know? Yeah. And I am not in my 20s, but I really felt, and I know Chloe agreed with this, that there is so much that to offer with being a woman of a certain age and having had, it's like, it's not my first rodeo in terms of love or at relationships, and to have some of that experience behind me and therefore behind this character of Rosalind, and to bring all of that forward is a lot of what gives that its freshness. And one of the cast members, Monica Vejar, she was pointing out, and it's something we were aware of as well, that several of the actors in the play are in that midlife place. And I just feel like there's something unique and special mm-hmm. that can mm-hmm. be brought forward by yeah. not just actors who are seasoned, but whole people who have life experiences that they can really bring to inform these characters.
Yeah, that ageism has stood the test of time. I mean, it still exists in Hollywood today, and actresses have spoke at length about that. As a director, Chloe, having, as Adam explained, women of a certain age with full experiences playing these roles, did that give you more freedom?
It did, and it made the story so much richer because the stakes were higher. You know, it wasn't yes. just when Rosalind and Celia and Orlando are 25 years old, it's kind of everybody's first love. And it, you know, it's just kind of a, feels like Midsummer Night's Dream or something. It's kind of a light romantic comedy. But when it's real and we're setting we call our setting contemporary adjacent. It's not literally in our world, but could be in our present world. Mm. So when it's contemporary and everything we're dealing with as independent ladies of a certain age and dealing with relationships and everything, I think it just, it shows this wonderful play through a very new lens mm-hmm. and just makes it really, really rich, I think. Yeah. I enjoy watching the scenes.
Well, that's good.
Guys. Yeah.
Atom, as you mentioned, and I mentioned as well, you're wearing many hats for this production. You're playing the lead. You are both a producer and an actress. How easy or difficult was it for you to switch hats between the two for this production?
Well, let me tell you, Vicky, it was, yes, wearing multiple hats is a challenge in and of itself. And so there's a certain amount of compartmentalization that absolutely has to happen. So one of the reasons that I wanted to make sure that there was a production manager whose name is Alyssa Doyle, and she's the founder of Balcony Theater Collective, which exists to nurture and support and uplift theater artists. And but I wanted to ensure that there was somebody who could take over a lot of those day-to-day producer tasks once I went into rehearsal, because in order to be able to give my whole self and devote myself completely to as an actor, just as everybody else is doing, I you know, one can only do so much. That being said, there are things that that certainly require my attention and oversight, and so this has been quite a learning experience, quite a learning experience. So,
I can relate to that because you know I'll produce segments for the show, but then once you're doing the show live, I'm a host, and yeah. so you have to wear different hats.
It's just like that. Yes.
And compartmentalizing is a great way to describe it. Yeah. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with the team behind a new adaptation of As You Like It. It begins a limited run at the Clara Auditorium in Sacramento this Friday. I am just curious, given that this is independent theater, was it easy to bring this play to life in Sacramento?
I think that this process has helped me to see how much support there actually is in Sacramento. I feel actually so pleased and so proud of the number of individual theater artists as well as organizations that have really come together to participate in some way, shape, or form, who have offered themselves, like, if you need anything, can I help? I would love to be involved. So there is a wonderful list of sponsors that I'm thanking. I mean, personal sponsors, but also Clara Studios and Capital Stage and Balcony Theater Collective and R25 Complex. Like, there are so many organizations who have really stepped up. And so that has been so appreciated. There are logistical things that were very challenging. And so even with all of that support, I began this process about a year ago, and it was really hard to find space to perform. Mm. That was really, really very much of a challenge. And so, again, really very pleased with this partnership with Clara Studios and Clara Auditorium. That has been great to be able to have the show in a place that is already such a hub of arts and culture, and to be able to bring something new to them, which is a theater production, is really pretty special.
Chloe, why is live theater important to you?
Well, my job now, live anything is important. I think it's, you know, we were so in such a digital age. I think it's a completely unique experience to be able to come sit in a theater mm-hmm. with other human beings and watch something in real time. The actors mm-hmm. are in front of you doing it. You know, you see them sweat. You know, if you're too close, they might accidentally spit on you. You know, and there's something, the visceral experience of being in watching a story being told, and other people in the room. You know, you're in a movie theater, you're just kind of in a dark theater and with whoever you're with and not really interacting with anyone else watching the movie with you. But theater audience is a little different. You know, we're doing this, the audience is sitting on three sides of the stage. Mm-hmm. So the audience is actually watching each other from across the stage and kind of having collective reactions to things, kind of a black box style theater. So mm-hmm. it's a completely unique experience that I think we really need, especially now being so isolated and on our phones all the time.
Yeah.
Atom and Chloe, thank you so much for stopping by.
It has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much, Vicky.
Congratulations. Thanks, Vicky. It's a big moment.
It is. Yes. Thank you.
Atom Udufia is the adapter, producer, and actress in As You Like It, and Chloe Bronson is the director. The play opens tomorrow at the Clara Auditorium in Sacramento. It runs through August 31st. We have more information on our Insight page. Still ahead, the arts are alive and well in the Sierra Nevada foothills. We'll learn more about the Amador County Arts Council as they prepare to host a free summer concert series this Friday. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.